Thanks for downloading ThistlePod. I'm Fiona Ritchie, delving into my NPR programme archive to remember some of the folk who've stopped by to chat with me over the years, bringing music to go along with their great radio voices. This time it's Julie Glaub and Mark Weems, Little Windows, making the musical connections for us.
Go fetch for me my little white mare, speediest one of any. And I'll go down to the maple swamp, see if I can overtake her. Straddle at a lady, 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 straddle at a lady, lady. Straddle at a lady, pretty all day, gone with the gypsy Davy. So I went down to the maple swamp, looked so black and gaily. Yes, I went down to the maple swamp, there I spied my baby. Straddle-a-lady-lady-lady, straddle-a-lady-lady. Straddle-a-lady, pretty all day, come with the gypsy Davy. Yes, I forsake my house carpenter, yes, I forsake my ladies. Yes, I forsake my husband here, but not my little baby, my pretty little blue-eyed baby. Straddle-a-lady, lady, lady, straddle-a-lady, lady. Straddle-a-lady, pretty all day, gone with the gypsy tea. Last night I slept in my own warm bed with my arms around my baby. Tonight I'll sleep on the cold hard ground in the arms of my gypsy TV. Straddle at a lady, 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 straddle at a lady, lady. Straddle at a lady, pretty all day, gone with the gypsy TV. Straddle at a lady, 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 straddle at a lady, lady. Straddle at a lady, pretty all day, gone with the gypsy Davy.
For someone who isn't really truly aware of some of those historical connections, what could they listen for in a song that would help them understand, well, there's an old Appalachian song and that's connecting back to the British Isles and Ireland in what way?
I think for me it's all about phrasing. When I lived in Ireland, I, as much as listening to a singer, I would listen to an air player on the pipes or the fiddle or flute. How you hold a note or how you hold a word, ornamentation, especially specifically Irish ornamentation. Irish ornamentation would be similar to the pipe, similar to the grace note on a flute. And that would be very similar in a singing voice. And in Appalachian styles, say Gene Ritchie, what's the main difference between an Irish song and an Appalachian song? And she said, well, you go up at the end. Yeah, at the end. And that would be very common. But also maybe the notes would da-da-da, go dee-dee-dee, you know, a swing up three notes rather than like an Irish ornament would be ah, something like that. And an Appalachian ornament would be something like just three notes up. Mm-hmm. E or he, you know, just down instead of a grace note.
Flute playing is about one of the closest things that you can do musically to singing. It's all about the breath. And, mm-hmm. and is there something that you can play on flute for us that maybe gives us an idea of this phrasing and this kind of pacing and expression?
Yeah, I'd love to. A tune called The Dear Irish Boy. And you can hear the sadness in the phrasing and the ornaments and the melody, really.
Julie Glaub is with us and she has her flute, and that's Dear Irish Boy. Thanks for playing it and for letting us hear that quality in the music we've been chatting about. And Mark Weems here too. What first got you excited about traditional music more than, say, what you might have heard sort of on the radio growing up?
Well, I remember being a teenager and not really having heard a lot of the mountain music. And just getting disgusted with pop music in the 80s and looking for something, you know, more authentic and real, and started looking around for different types of folk or acoustic music, and started listening to your program, of course, in the late 80s and early 90s and bluegrass, and then from bluegrass, which is more accessible, at least in America, started working my way back to old time or mountain music, and then particularly back recently to the older ballad unaccompanied singing traditions.
So there's kind of a journey that can be made in there as you go through layers of music from the more accessible, more commercially available maybe, into things that are even older as you start to kind of want to get back, further back. Is that what it's about for you?
Yeah, you know, the there's always in traditional music you have the groups that are extremely traditional, the real hardcore elements, and then you have the more kind of pop elements of that traditional, and it's all good, you know, because the more pop side of it, if it will get the attention of somebody interested in that, and then if they're interested in that particular type of music, then they can delve back.
Wake up, my own true love. What makes you sleep so sound? The sun is on the mountain top, and the foggy dew is gone. One winter's night she came to my bed and wept so bitterly. Come in the bed, you pretty little maid, come out of the foggy dew.
With country music, but you also have been working with more sort of old time and Appalachian music, and working with Julie in the place where that meets and mingles with Irish and Celtic sounds.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've always had a love of traditional country music. I mean, the Hank Williams we were just talking about, and the Merle Haggard and George Jones and that type of thing. So I've kind of done that, but it's only been recently I've made the connection between that style of singing. For instance, the way Hank Williams would, the bluesy style, which the way he would break his voice and say an old North Carolina mountain ballad singer like Dillard Chandler. The way the Americans have always sung it, you've got all these other influences coming in that you would not hear a traditional Scots singer or Irish singer. Just particular types of inflection, which are definitely, you don't hear over here, Americanisms, and whether they come from more of an African-American Indian type sounds that also kind of filtered into the music and went into the mountains in the 19th century and kind of boiled up into what we would consider old-time music, which then became country music in the 1930s. Hmm.
Can you sing something that roots the music for us in the southern mountains?
Sure, I'd be glad to do one called Sailor Being Tired, I think is a good example of that.
It's a sailor being tired, and well, he hung down his head. It's a sailor being tired, Lord, he hung down his head. Well, he asked that little maid for to show him. Well, she showed him the bed like a maid ought to do. Well, she showed him the bed like a maid ought to do. Well, he said, my little honey, won't you come to bed too? It's the maid being young and not thinking any harm. Well, she got in the bed and rolled up in his arms. Well, it's of what I done there, well, I wouldn't tell here. But I wished that that night could have been a long year.
Mark Weems is here and singing for us, A Sailor Being Tired. Where's the song from, Mark? What's the origin there?
The song was collected in at least from where I know it, from Madison County, North Carolina, which, as you know, is right north of Asheville, western, northwestern part of the state. And I think it's an old child ballad, but it's definitely kind of done in an American way. And I don't think it's called that in Child's collection. I think it's called something else, but that's the American version.
And you're here with Julie Glaub, your musical partner and life partner, and travelling around, taking in some music, sharing some of your music. As you've been making music together and developing your sound together, you've been really interested in working with harmonies and working with really almost a stripped back sound, a gentler, intimate sound. Can you tell us a bit about your approach to song and how you like to share song?
You know, if you go back and you listen to the old ballad singers or even the old players, there's something that's been lost, and we were interested in what that was. With Little Windows, we're trying to maybe recapture some of the soul that might have been lost amidst all of the, we always say the fancy picking, you know. It's really great playing, but sometimes you can play a song in a way in which the song is hardly there at all anymore, or tune. Mm-hmm. And so I think we like to slow a lot of things down and try to get back to the heart, back to the soul of a piece.
Do you think people have got a wee bit carried away with the kind of performance side? And because we can make things sound fantastic in studios and we can go to great lengths to make everything so perfect, that people are caught up in making it as great as it can be and just forgetting about the kind of essence of sharing the spirit of the song.
Mm-hmm. Very, very well said, Fiona. I think that's a lot of what's happened to all of our cultures, especially in America. And that's not what traditional music that I know is about. Not in the mountains of North Carolina, not sitting on front porches watching the John Cohen films that have been so invaluable to learning about all the ballad singers. When you look at what the cultures were about, they were about getting together and singing a song, and that's what I learned in Ireland, sort of stepping away from the song and letting the song flow through me, flow through Mark to people as a gift rather than a time to say that it's about me. But it's about a song, and it's about a history, it's about a culture, it's about a place, especially in Ireland and Scotland, where the songs are about a place and a connection to the land or a connection to your family.
My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountain. Home's across the Blue Ridge Mountains. My home's across the Monday I'll be
rock and feed my baby on candy. And I never expect to see you anymore. My
My Home's Across the Blue Ridge Mountains, Julie Glaub and Mark Weems, Little Windows. At thistleradio.com, you'll find a playlist of This Thistle Pod. NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock airs radio like this each week. Find out how to tune in to public radio or hear a 24-hour audio stream at our website, thistleradio.com. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Thanks a lot for joining me.